Hello, and welcome to this edition of Happenings at 2715. My name is Kirk Gibson, and with me today is IHSA Assistant Executive Director Scott Johnson. Over his nearly quarter of a century at the IHSA, Scott has overseen the birth and growth of the IHSA website, considered by many the best of its kind in the country. The current IHSA historian, Scott, has also penned two essential books on the IHSA. The first, entitled Once There Were Giants, told the story of perhaps the association's greatest David versus Goliath story, the story of the 1952 Hebron Giants, the smallest school ever to win the state's boys basketball championship.
Yes.
And the second, 100 Years of Madness, served as the definitive compilation of the first 100 years of the boys basketball state tournament. It's a pleasure to have him here in the studio with us today. So, Scott, welcome to Happenings.
Thank you, Kurt.
Scott, since the Hebron story will likely always be the great story of Illinois high school basketball, and certainly there are a lot of great ones, but tell our audience how that project, Once There Were Giants, came to be.
We were getting pretty close to the 50th anniversary, and having grown up in Elgin, I was kind of steeped in that legend. The Hebron team defeated my beloved Maroons on their way to the state championship that year before I was born, but I still heard a lot about it. And I figured somebody needed to write a book about that, and nobody else seemed to be picking up the ball. So my wife and I put our heads together and were able to get something done before the anniversary, and we had a great time doing it.
That's great. You know, those stories are ones that we need to chronicle because they're a big part of our history, not only here at IHSA, but in the state, you know, and just in general.
Absolutely.
When you're doing those projects, Once There Were Giants or 100 Years of Legends, what's the most enjoyable part of that process for you?
The research process and getting to know some of the people involved, that is a really euphoric process. The hardest part, the excruciating part, is the writing and putting together all the material and actually making it fit and getting it done on time.
Yeah, but getting to meet the people, that and after you do the research, getting to put, you know, the real person with those accolades, that's sort of neat.
Exactly. I hope people enjoy it. You know, we got a lot of positive feedback. We involved a lot of people, so hopefully it did some good.
Yeah, well, it definitely did. I think that's safe to say. Well, those were two of your best works. Is there anything else in mind, anything forthcoming, anything that you're sort of percolating over?
Yeah, as I'm getting closer to retirement, I really wanted to learn more about the two people who were the first executive directors here, or first full-time employees here, C.W. Witten and H.V. Porter, so our predecessors. And so I've done a lot of research over the past 3 or 4 years on their lives and their careers, and hopefully that'll be published sometime within the next year. We hope to maybe take it to the National Federation Conference in 2018 and see what happens.
No, that'll be great. And I don't know nearly the level of background on the two that you do, but boy, those were two guys that really made a really incredible impact on the state.
They are on the Mount Rushmore of administrators.
they most certainly are. There's no doubt about that. Scott, you know, thanks for joining me here today on Happenings at 2715 this week. We'll be excited to hear of what, how that next project comes out on Mr. Witten and Mr. Porter.
Thank you, Kurt.
Well, on behalf of our entire production team, thanks for listening to this edition of Happenings at 2715. We look forward to meeting you again over these same airwaves next week.